Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone to this live show. We hope you are absolutely as excited as we are. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am super excited to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Virginia. We want to welcome our very, very special guest here today, Dr. Travis Stickel from Lynchburg, Virginia. Welcome, Dr. Stickel.
Thank you, Dr. Bard. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's a real treat and a super honor to have you with us today for our live broadcast. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only did they get a chance to really learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Travis Stickel from Lynchburg, Virginia, but during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a very personal look from behind the curtain as to why you, Dr. Stickel, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who unfortunately suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, who suffer from joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and many of who have never had been injured but continue to suffer these chronic pain syndromes. And one of the things that you have national recognition for, one of the things that you're known for, is an incredible treatment option known as non-surgical spinal decompression. So what we're going to do here today on our live broadcast, Doc, is we're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool. And would you be kind enough to share with our listening audience, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Non-surgical spinal decompression is a solution for people who suffer from back pain. It's the alternative to back surgery. Non-surgical spinal decompression is changing the way people are handling their back pain. It's a cost-effective, gentle process that utilizes computer technology to take a herniated disc and help. Different from traction, research has shown traction not to be effective with herniations, but spinal decompression has been shown to be 86 to 91% effective. The McClure study, which was done by a neurosurgeon, took 500 presurgical cases, and after the study, 91% of those patients no longer needed surgery. And most people are in that category of the 91%. So non-surgical decompression is just changing the way people are treating their back patient, one patient at a time.
It's fantastic. Now, who would you say in your experience, from a symptom perspective, who are the best candidates from a symptom perspective for this type of treatment?
The best candidates for non-surgical decompression are people who have back pain, chronic back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, numbness and burning in their arms or their legs. People who have trouble getting out of bed in the morning, have trouble getting in bed at night, or even staying asleep at night because of the numbness in their fingers or their toes. People who have pain down their leg, just trouble doing anything during the day, taking care of their housework, if you have children or grandchildren and you have pain, you probably, you know, you can't pick them up. You may possibly have a bulge or herniated disc in your back. We see people like that a lot. You know, we're able to take a patient who's not able to bend over to pick up their grandchild and help them to enjoy life by picking up that little sweet child and playing with them again.
You know, one of the things that you're known for is really chronic back problems, meaning patients seek you out far and wide, traveling across the state of Virginia and abroad to come see you, Dr. Stickle. And part of that, as we know, is based upon your criteria. In other words, your specific protocol. How do you determine whether a patient is a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression?
That's a great question, and it's kind of a tough question. I wish I could help everybody, because I myself suffered from back pain for several years, and I know how debilitating it is physically as well as emotionally. Emotionally, it can drain you. But unfortunately, there are patients that we just aren't able to help, but a majority of the patients, we can take them and treat them and get them feeling better. You know, it's amazing what it can do. One of the first people that I treated in the Lynchburg area was an older lady. In her mind, she's still young. She's a young 83, but unable to live her life. She had pain in both of her legs, pain in her back, and had already had 3 back surgeries. Her pain was an 8 out of a 10 every day. She couldn't sleep in her bed. She had to sleep in a recliner. Her husband had to get up in the middle of the night to help her. You know, and so she was at her wit's end. She didn't think there was anything else that she could possibly do. She comes in, she talks to me, and I look at her and tell her, I'm not going to make you 19, but hey, hon, we can try and treat you and get you feeling better. Within 3 visits, Bard, she leaves the office, looks back at my wife, who's the recipient, and says, my pain is down to 1. And so she continued to progress from there. She has 0 back pain. Her leg pain was 75% better. And it's just amazing. It makes me feel, you know, so good to be able to see somebody go from that to being able to be active again.
It's incredible. You're such a gifted physician. And we are joined here live on the national broadcast here today on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with our most special guest, Dr. Travis Stickle from Lynchburg, Virginia. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, doctor, is you could have practiced anywhere in the country with your background and with your experience and with your specialty. Why did you choose Lynchburg, Virginia to practice?
That's actually kind of an easy answer, Dr. Bard. My wife and I we both grew up in the Lynchburg area. We've got lots of friends and family here. I have 2 brothers, and between the 3 of us, we have 12 kids. And we wanted our families to grow up together. We're big into spending time with our kids. We do a lot with them. We help coach their soccer teams. My one daughter is big into gymnastics. Be a part of what they're doing as they're young. We take them swimming as much as we can. We just love our family, and that's why we came back to this area, so we could be near them again.
I love that. You have a big family. So, in other words, when you do the potato sack races at the family reunion, that should be kind of an interesting spectacle, I would imagine, but probably with your perspective, you would look at that and say, gee, that is a potential opportunity for back issues, so hopefully to avoid that. Obviously, we know that you have specific gifts, and if our audience doesn't know this, I have to share it with everyone in the simple fact that I happen to have met Dr. Stickle privately and personally, both him and his wife, Sabrina. I'm going to tell you, absolutely one of the most heartfelt, heart-driven, one of the warmest doctors I have ever had the pleasure of being in your universe with. And I'm just so honored that you're joining us here today. One of your gifts is your ability to communicate to your patients. And I think that's one of the most incredible things, because when you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions happens to be teacher. And I think that's one of your incredible strengths in terms of how you empower your patients to really take charge of their health. And I think also one of the unique things is the simple fact of the utilization of certain diagnostics, specifically something known as an MRI. Can you share with our listening audience a little bit about what an MRI is and why it may be important in their care?
Absolutely. An MRI differs from a regular film X-ray in that an X-ray will show us the bones and the structure of the spine and an overall view of it. But I like to tell my patients that in order to really get a good look at what's going on, it's kind of like if they brought their car to the mechanic. If they drive it up in there and they just park it there and it's running and they say, what's wrong with it? The mechanic can say, yeah, I can hear and tell there's a problem. But until he lifts the hood and can actually see that engine and really work on it and figure out what's wrong with it, he can't really tell him what's the problem. And that MRI is just the same thing. It allows me to lift the hood on their back pain to really get in there and see the structure of the disc, to really look at what the problem is and where their issues are coming from so that we can specifically treat those discs that are a problem, get the pressure off the nerves that are an issue, and just heal that disc back in place and give them the pain relief that they're looking for. Without that, everyone else is just guessing. It's time to stop guessing on back pain and find the real solution and the cause of the problem and fix that.
So well said, and one of the reasons that you're just a master communicator in this, and sharing with your patients this vital and this important information here. And there's an old saying, as you know, doctor, and the fact that to see is to know and not to see is to guess. And I know in your practice, Dr. Stickle, there is zero degree of guesswork. And obviously in a perfect world, you could accept everybody. But again, more importantly, that there is a specific criteria to qualify for acceptance at Lynchburg Disc Center. And in that direction, would you be kind enough to share with our audience your contact information as far as your address, your website, and your phone number?
Certainly. If you want to look us up on the web, you can go to www.lynchburgdiscenters.com. There's an S at the end of that with lynchburgdiscenters.com. You can call us directly at the office, which is 434-238-0881, and speak with Sabrina. She answers the phone, and she'd be helping you get in the office for a consultation and talk to me. Those are the two easiest methods of getting in a hold of us.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Sure, go ahead. Absolutely. Yes, your address.
I forgot to give you my address. My address is 20370 Timberlake Road, Lynchburg, Virginia 24502.
You
and
know
we
I
are in
let
Suite
you forget
A.
That. You know that.
I know.
You know that. And the reason, if you could sense my excitement in the simple fact that patients that are fortunate enough to be able to see you obviously not just get an opportunity to meet you, but someone who I think is a best-kept secret in your practice, and she's such an incredible gal. And I'm going to ask you something that I've never asked any guest on our show, and gosh, we have such an international and wide audience. I wanted to ask you about your wife, Sabrina, and the simple fact that she is such an incredible gal. I could spend the whole show talking about her, but I was curious, where did you meet?
Well, we met a long time ago, Dr. Bard. She and I met, the first time we ever met was in fifth grade when she started coming to the school that I was going to, and we've been friends all through middle school, all through high school, and when we got ready to graduate, we started dating, and once we completed our first college, 4 years of college, we got married, and we've been married for almost 20 years now, which is just seems like a short time being married to her. But she just, you know, when you meet the person that you're supposed to be with, you just know it. And I can't say that I knew it right away in fifth grade, but I knew it quite a while back. And so we've been together, and she is a great woman. She's always supportive, and she's here in the office. She's the driving force to make sure the patients get the results that they should have. She's constantly asking me what else we can do better to make the patients see better results. Sometimes I just tell her, I wish there was something else I could do, you know, but we just got to give it time and we'll just keep going forward with what we're doing. But I do
she's
appreciate
amazing.
Her being here, and I couldn't ask for anything better.
Oh, she's such a star. She really is, and she's such a tremendous asset to your practice. And the simple fact that as I mentioned, I think she's the best kept secret. I really, really do. Just in terms of her personality, her goodwill nature, her warmth. And one of the things that I happen to really, which I think is such a statement of you, is, and such an incredible quality, is your sense of humor. You, Dr. Stickle, have such an incredible sense of humor. And I think that's one of the really rare and unique gifts that often patients don't really find with their doctors, because you just have a sense of being able to keep things in perspective for them, which is really such a heightened sense of awareness and a really true gift. I don't know if they teach that in school. I don't know. Where do you think that came from?
I don't know. I know that when people are hurting, you know, it's just my gift. I like to make people smile. I like to put a smile on your face. I know you're hurting. I just want to see you smile again. And, you know, not everyone thinks I'm funny. You know, after 20 years, she doesn't find me. My wife doesn't find me funny all the time, but, you know, my kids don't either. But, you know, hey, you got to live and enjoy yourself. And they, like they say, you know, laughter is the best medicine sometimes. So I just enjoy laughing. Life's too short to worry about the small stuff.
Certainly is. So well said, and I'm going to quote you forever and a day. And, you know, one of the questions that we were asked prior to the show is, because they knew you were coming on this show, and they knew of your background and your history and your experience and your specialty factor, in the simple sense that people travel far and wide from Virginia to come see you. And one of the questions that I was informed that I needed to ask you was, how long does a typical non-surgical spinal decompression treatment session take?
The session itself is, you're in the office for a good 45 minutes per session. It depends on your condition and what we're trying to treat, but on average, most people are here 45 minutes.
So it goes relatively fast. And once they have completed their treatment, what are some of the things that you do to be able to help protect their spine and their disc longer term?
Well, obviously, we tell them, you know, we educate them on proper lifting. We educate them on proper ways of taking care of their spine, stretching and exercises to strengthen it, to keep it in place so that they have long-term results. One of the great things about this is that a lot of people who come to us have been everywhere else. You know, they've been getting injections every 3 months. They've been going to the chiropractor every 2 weeks or been doing physical therapy, et cetera. And they just haven't gotten results. And then when they go through this treatment, they see such a huge change in the way they've been feeling. They then ask us, well, now what do I do? And I tell them, you do what you do to maintain this. And so everyone's a little different, but a lot of times it's a matter of just doing exercises and strengthening the back and doing and home care stretching that really makes a difference. And a lot of times I will encourage them, hey, chiropractors are the ones who take care of backs. We can help maintain the progress that we've made. So come back, let's work on your back, or I'll refer you back to your chiropractor that you came from and let them keep treating you and keeping you feeling good.
I think it's great, especially with your background, in the sense that you are a second-generation physician. You are a second-generation chiropractor. So it's been in your family, gosh, for so many years. But I think the real magic, Dr. Stickle, of your treatment approach, which is so radically different than most, is the sense that there's always been a beginning, a middle, and an end to somebody's treatment plan. And then, obviously, to be able to have the ability and the availability to your patients long-term, that if they have a flare-up, then they can come back and see you, and you can help get them over those exacerbations or some of those flare-ups. And I think that's one of the magical things that you do. And I think it's incredible because whereby, you know, we all get the same amount of hours in the day, 24 hours in the day, and how you're able to squeeze so much juice out of it because you're really a student of your profession. You're really, really an incredible, incredible physician with just an amazing heart-centered attention to your patients. And if I was to ask you where is your favorite place to go on vacation with your lovely wife, Sabrina, what would you choose?
Well, I'd love to say that it was a place that we just recently were at, but I'm not sure. We love going to Myrtle Beach with our kids. We love taking them down there. We've been going down there for probably the past 10 years. They love it. We just love to go down and hang out with them, watch them do their thing and just relax. It's a great time. That's my wife is a huge beach fan. She loves the beach. She's even asked, do you think we could open up an office at the beach? And I said, well, possibly in the future, but just not right now. So that may be a potential thing in the future for us. But right now we're going to stay here in Lynchburg and keep treating the patients here.
It's a beautiful thing. Patients in Lynchburg and obviously the surrounding areas are so fortunate, so blessed, so lucky to be able to have you there. And in closing, if you'd be kind enough to just share one more time your contact information with our listening audience one more time.
Certainly. If you want to find us on the web, you can go to www.lynchburgdiscenters.com, and you can call us directly at the office, which is 434-238-0881. Our address is 20370 Timberlake Road, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24502. We're in Suite A. And on Timberlake Road, we're right next to the Harley-Davidson. If you know where that's at, which most people do, then we are right next door to that.
That's beautiful. I don't know where the time goes. It goes so fast on this show. You're such a great guest. And really, I've never used this term before, and you can go back in the history of the Physician Spotlight radio show. And we've got really not a national audience, but truly an international audience and an amazing fan base here. You guys are so loyal to our show. We appreciate you big time. But we're so blessed today to have with us Dr. Travis Stickle, a true superstar doctor. The best of the best. We're so honored to have him with us here today, and we want to thank you for joining us here on our live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we want to thank you guys once again and can't wait to see you next time live on the Physician Spotlight radio show. Make it a great day. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.